Tonight, I'm going to tell you that God is really, I believe, going to convey a heart tonight. So the only way I know really how to explain it, because God has been speaking to me in my heart and in such a way. And I love to prepare. I'm a preparer. I'm not an organized person. Now, preparing and organizing are two different things. I prepare in chaos. But I prepare before I speak. I think that's our job. You know, the Bible says preparation belongs to us, but what comes out of our mouth belongs to Him. And I hold Him to that word, true and true. I will prepare, but what comes out of my mouth. But God has had me preparing in my heart. And it's a spiritual thing. I really believe that God is wanting to impart tonight. I believe it's a heartfelt word that God's wanting to speak to us tonight. And so, but my normal preparation skills together for this night, He has not let me use. So He has me totally out of my comfort zone. And so it might come out a whole hot mess tonight. A lot of times I know it does anyways, and y'all just love me through it. But one thing I know is I know that God is wanting to speak something that I really believe you're going to have to open up your spirit and your heart to hear what He's saying, because I'm not even quite sure what He's saying yet. I really believe that God is wanting to transfer something into your spirit that's going to be personally from Him to you. And I'm not even quite sure what I'm probably going to say that's going to say that to you. What I mean is God has been speaking to me in my spirit in such broad terms, but in such a specific spiritual way that tonight I've just said, all right, God, it's You. Whatever You want to come out of my mouth, whatever You want to birth out of my spirit, let it come out. And it don't matter if I look like... There's a lady that comes to our church every year, and she comes at the first of the year, and she speaks craziness. From the beginning of the time she gets there to the very end, this stuff comes out, and it don't make a whole lot of sense in the flow and in together. But every word that comes out of her mouth is prophetic. And every word that comes out of her mouth is a jewel for the year. And so as fast as she can talk is as fast as I'm writing. And I am constantly jotting down everything. So that's why it's almost like I know that God is wanting to say something to you today. But I don't think He thinks I'm smart enough to say it to you. So what I want to say tonight, it might not come across as a really good sermon. But I can promise you God's wanting to individually speak something to each one of your hearts tonight. So I've just given Him that right. God, I'm not going to prepare in my normal way. I'm just going to kind of let God speak to you. Is that okay? All right. One thing this year that I know is a very strategic word for this year, and it was said by this little lady. I'm telling you, her name is Mary Forsythe, and I love her. And she speaks words that all year I will go back to, and I will say, all right, God, out of this one message, what do You want me to know today? Out of this 7 months now, out of this one message, and God will speak to me the entire year through the prophetic mouth of one lady. One word that she said this year is, she said, you have to this year learn to work with the Lord. She said, you're going to have to learn this year to be somebody that can work with God. Now, that sounds good, right? That sounds like that's a mission, and like we're all called to save the lost. But even in the way that she was saying that to us, what she was saying was, God is wanting to work with you. He's not just wanting to work for you. He's not just wanting to work around you. God is wanting to work with you. Hands on hand, spirit on spirit. You know, the just, we live by faith, right? And we live by faith. So what that means is God wants to get involved in our lives in such a way that He is working in our lives in ways that we have to just choose to let Him. We have to work with the Lord this year. And what that means is we've got to let God work in us. I believe without a shadow of a doubt in my heart that what God wants to do for us is just as important as what God wants to do in us this year. God wants to do some things in us that bring us to a place where God, when God does something for us, we can handle that place. We can handle that level. We can get into a season where when God acts, He's acted inside of us in such a way that it has strengthened us to be able to live there because we're changed from the inside out. I believe that this is a year that God wants to work for us, in us, and through us. I'm not as broken as I used to be. And a lot of times, you know, the enemy will want to come to me and say, oh my gosh, you know, you are not as broken as you used to be. And when those words come to you through the words mouth of the enemy, you start to get this mindset. You start to get this thinking that, all right, God is ready for me to start acting right. How many of you have ever had that thought? Man, God is ready for me to start doing everything right. That sounds really Christian, but I'm going to tell you, that is wickedness. That is the tree of knowledge. And when we think that we can do it right, when we think that we on our own can know how to do it right, we get ourselves in positions and we start doing the motions of what God wants us to do, and we're not doing what God wants us to do. And God knows this. So in my heart, I have said a lot, I am not broken as I used to, but I'm going to tell you something. I am nowhere near being fixed. You can ask my children and my husband that every day. Is she fixed? And they'll gladly tell you no. I'm not fixed. And the great thing about not being fixed is because what that does is that gives us the ability to be connected to God and to say, God, you know I'm not fixed. God, you know I'm not perfect. God, you know I don't know how to do it. And I believe that this year it's real important that we learn this fact about God. That God wants to work for us, but my gosh, He loves to work in us. He loves to work in us. Now, David said it this way, and I want us to kind of understand what he's trying to explain here, because he's explaining something that is extremely important for us as Christians to learn, especially after we've lived for God for a while. In Psalms 103, is it 6? Well, 6, I'm going to read 6 and 7. It says, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. So what that means is, man, God's got a way to get you out of that oppression. God knows the way to get your feet into a better place. God has a plan and a desire for your life to move you, to grow you, to strengthen you. God has a plan in that. But then it comes and says, but He made known His ways to Moses, but His acts to the children of Israel. There is a way that God related to Moses that was very different from the way that God related to the children of Israel. That's a very, very different relationship. Now, what we can do on this side is we can see the fruits of that, right? We can look at the fruits of Moses' life, and we can look at the fruits of the children of Israel's life. And by their fruits, we can definitely tell there was something different going on, right? We can see because one of them was moving with God. God was moving in and through, and the other ones were standing on the sides of God saying, God, when are you going to act? When are you going to act? And this year, I believe without a doubt, man, that God wants to act on our behalf. That's who God is. God is a faithful God. He is a righteous God. He wants to and is going to bring you out of oppression. God wants to bring things into your life that are good. God wants you to bear good fruit, just like we saw the children of Israel. They bore good fruit. They went through seasons of their life where there were good fruit there. But one thing that was different about the children in Israel and about Moses is Moses knew the way God was moving. Moses knew the way. Moses didn't most of the time know what God was doing. But one thing Moses knew the way God was moving. He knew that God was good. He knew that God was a provider. When there wasn't anything, Moses knew God was a God that was going to provide. Moses knew things about God because one thing that Moses never did is he never stopped letting God in. Moses was not a perfect man by any way or means. We're going to look in just a minute at all the things that Moses did that disqualified him from, you would think, being the one that God would choose. But the thing about Moses' life is, Moses made a decision. God, you're going to work for me, but I'm going to tell you this year, you're going to work in me. And Moses got it declared in his heart that he was not just going to let God act on his behalf. He was not just going to let God do things for him. Moses determined that he was going to be persistent to God doing things inside of him. Because when that happens, a lot of times you don't always look so good. A lot of times you can stand on the side and say, well, when God wants to, He'll act. When God is ready, He'll act. And I'm telling you, God is a God of action. God moves. God moves in our lives. But when you come to a place that you're saying, God, I want to know what way you're moving, in what breath you're moving, in what spirit you're moving, you're going to get put in situations where God is going to move through you and He's going to be changing you. And I believe this year God wants to move through us in such a way. He wants to move us into a relationship with Him that as God is moving for us, He's moving in us. It wasn't too long ago. It was about a month and a half ago. God came to me and He said, there's a season that's coming. There's something coming. And He said, when it comes, don't be shocked by it. Don't be upset by it. Don't take it as rejection. Just know I'm doing this. I wrote that in my book. I have the date that it wrote down. When God spoke that to me, I knew it was God. I knew God was telling me something. I knew God was revealing something. I knew God was showing me His way. And I had no idea what God was talking about. I had no idea what God was talking about. But I knew that God was revealing to me something that was more than He was revealing to other people that were just waiting for God to act. He was showing me His way of doing things. And He was showing me that it's going to look and it's going to probably seem like I'm being rejected. Because notice the words, don't take this as rejection. But as I took that word as truth and I wrote it down, when I got into that situation, when I got into that moment, I totally floundered. How many of you ever do that? Man, that situation came, it arose, it took me off guard. My emotions got all involved in it. I started saying, God, this is not fair. Why? And I absolutely knew what God was going to do. He showed me His way. But I messed it up at first. And it took me a day or two. It took me a day or two to kind of come back together and say, God, You showed me this way. You showed me what You were doing. You told me what You were doing. And you know what? I just had to decide. I'm going to forgive myself. One thing about learning to work with God, about learning that God can work in you and through you and for you, is that a lot of the times you're going to mess it up. A lot of the times you're going to drop the ball. And when that happens, what we want to do is we want to stand back and separate ourselves from God. When I'm telling you, God loves to get involved in our entire hot mess. He loves it. Do you know what God told me? When I said, God, I messed it up. I saw what You were saying. I didn't handle it right. He said, well, now you know. Now do it right. There was no condemnation. There was no rejection. There was nothing that surprised God that I handled it in the flesh at first. Do you know what God did? He just absolutely set my feet. I said, all right, you're on board now. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on going. And I'm going to tell you, there's a way that God wants to work in our lives this year that will constantly keep us moving to where He wants us to go. But it's constantly changing us from the inside out. Man, that situation, I had to face some insecurities. I did. That situation, and I have preached on rejection. This is where the devil comes into me. You have preached on it. You should have it down. I'm going to tell you, even if I preach on it, I don't have it down at all. At all. And I don't ever get up here and say that I do. What I am telling you is God is showing me His ways the way He's wanting to show you His ways. And our job is to get involved with God. Man, to start working with Him this year. To start allowing Him to reveal things inside of you that maybe are not right. And when He reveals them, be okay with it. God's okay with it. I'm going to tell you, God's okay with our weaknesses. He loves it when we're weak and we expose it to Him because He does not have to try to come and convince us anymore. He comes and gets involved in it and He starts strengthening us and He starts working with us and He starts putting us in situations and teaching us how to act. God loves to work with us. God wants to work with us. So many of us, me included, we kind of connect with God in this relationship of boss and worker. That was just one of the ways God revealed that to me. You know, you want to please your boss, yes? We want to please him. We want to do what's right. We want him to look at us and be proud of us, right? But how intimate is your relationship with your boss? How much does he know when you fail? How much do you try to get it cleaned up and shaped up before he comes into the room? Let me tell you, that's a very, very separated relationship to have with God. See, that's how we can easily get into this side where the children of Israel were. Where God, show me your works. I want to have the faith, but my gosh, don't come look in here. Because if you come and look in here, what you're going to see is a whole lot of things that are not perfect. And you're going to find out you can't use me. And you're going to find out how little faith I have. And we keep ourselves separated from God by just saying, God, show up and do it, but don't show up here. And I am the world's worst at this. I'm going to tell you, God wants to show up in here so that he can get all this in here aligned right. So that when he shows up out here, we aren't just wowed at God. We are changed by God. We are changed by God. You see, throughout the New Testament, Jesus would walk and talk and he would show up and he would do incredible miracles. And people would walk away never changed. And we stand here and say, God, show me a miracle. Well, I'm going to tell you, a miracle might not ever change you. A miracle might not ever transform you. But if God can come in you and begin to speak to you and to work with you to where he shows you how he maneuvers into that miracle, and then that miracle comes, you've learned a lot about God, but man, you've learned a lot how to be like God. That's what I believe God is wanting to move us to in this season. Man, we've learned how to stand, we've learned how to war, we've learned how to fight, we've learned how to believe, but I have done it from the outside in just a little bit, and God is screaming to me, let me in. I don't want to get you somewhere where you can't make it because I haven't transformed you in this path that I have you walking on. Now, Moses, if you look back at Moses' life was full of failures and triumphs. And failures and triumphs. And I'm going to tell you, my life is full of failures and triumphs. Failures and triumphs. And God loves both. I did say that. Because when we fail, we get the opportunity to handle things right or handle things wrong. We learn from our mistakes. God's desire is when we get into a situation and we can't handle it and we don't know what to do, that we reach out to find out his way. There's a scripture in Psalms 94 that I love. It says, blessed is the man who God instructs. If you know what to do in every situation, why do you need God? If you know how to handle every situation you're in, why do we need God? We've got to get into some situations where we don't know how to handle it, and we're going to say, God, what is your way here? And as he begins to instruct us about our attitudes, our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs, he begins to bless our life. He begins to move into our life. He begins to change our life through us. And I believe God is speaking that word clearly in this moment. I love Stephen in the Bible. You know, Stephen was a martyr. Stephen was this man, great man of faith. He rose up quickly. And I'm going to tell you, this world couldn't handle him. The spirit that he connected with came out of him so strong, and he got one chance to speak the word. He got one chance to look in the face of the enemy and speak the word. And in that one chance, what the Holy Spirit had come out of Stephen's mouth was this simple story right here. Man and God. It was about the faith and the trials and the belief of man and how God came into that situation and changed those men from the inside out. It was not just about God showing up and acting. It was about God showing up and changing these men into mighty men and women on the inside of faith. It even said Abraham attained the promise after he died. And that was okay with Abraham. Why? Because Abraham was changed within. Because what that miracle needed to do, it did it in Abraham. It did it in him. And I'm going to tell you, what God wants to do for you this year, God wants to do it completely in you. Completely through you. Completely for you. But He wants to do it in a way that you grow. That you're taught. That you cling. All right, it says in Acts 7. And I'm just going to jump right to where Stephen was preaching because, man, you can't read still to this day, thousands of years later, you can't read that passage and not feel the fire of the Holy Spirit coming out of that. But what Stephen points out about Moses is something I want us to notice. It is the same story in every one of our lives. It is the same. And what the enemy wants us to do is to be convinced that it is not the same. The enemy wants us to be convinced that God wants us perfect. God does not want you perfect. God wants you. God's perfect. God knows He's perfect. God is convinced that He's perfect. God wants to work in you to be able to form you into His image. It says in Acts 7:17, I'll start right there. But when the time of the promise drew near where God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so they may not live. At this time, Moses was born and was well pleasing to God. And he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Now, I want to stop right there because most of us would believe that the reason that Moses had a different relationship with God is because Moses was, that was God's choice. But I'm going to tell you, God is no respecter of person. God's not. You've got to know that. The reason that God came down and chose Moses is because Moses chose to let God in. Many are called and few are chosen. Let me tell you something. Your ability to let God in you decides how much God can use you. The amount of the level that you let God see in here is the amount of the level that God can move into your life and begin to change you. God wants in every bit of it. But then it has this statement. It says, and Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Now, a lot of us would think that's the reason God chose Moses, right? Because he was mighty in words and he was mighty in deeds. But how many of you remembers Moses' statement to God? I am not mighty in words. I am not mighty in deeds. I stutter. How could you ever use me? Moses, in his heart, did not believe things about himself. Now, I'm going to tell you, Moses became a man that was mighty in words and mighty in deeds. But Moses had to let God in to that part of his insecurity. Moses had to decide in his heart, God, you say I'm mighty in words, and you say I'm mighty in deeds. I stutter every time I open my mouth. I cannot have a clear thought. And Moses had to say, God, if this is an area you're bringing me into, come in and bring me into it. He did not stand back and wait for God to show up and miraculously act. Moses stood and said, God, all right, let's work together. together in this. Part of that working together was bringing Aaron in. How many of you remember that? Part of that working together was Moses failing and strengthening and failing and getting stronger. Moses determined, I'm going to work with you, God. I'm going to work with you, God. The reason God chose Moses is because Moses never quit working with God on himself. And the same is true for each one of us. Now, if you think that you have to be mighty in words and mighty in deeds for God to use you, you need to look at 1 Corinthians 1:26. If you have a Bible, I want you to turn with me there. 1 Corinthians 1:26. I told you I'm going to be all over the place tonight. Because this scripture is great. Anytime anybody comes to you and says, I am so talented, that's why I'm anointed, you need to show them this scripture right here. Okay? It says, for you see your calling, brethren, not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things which are mighty. What I want you to understand is God didn't choose you because you're the smartest, the most handsome, the most clever, whatever you think you can do the best, that don't take a challenge in your spirit, so that's probably not what God has called you to do. But whatever it takes, you allowing God to come into your heart and to begin to change you and feel you begins to move you into a place where God can show you what He's really wanting to do in your life. God wants to do things you couldn't even imagine. God's ways are way different than our ways. Because let's see what happened right here. It says, now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart, talking about Moses, to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. So what we see is Moses, God put in his spirit a desire to go to his people. God put in his spirit something that Moses probably couldn't even explain out of his mouth. I know I'm being drawn here. I know God is going to use me here. I know God wants to do something here. How many of you have ever been there? I know I'm called to this church. I can't figure out why. I don't seem to fit anywhere. But my gosh, I know that inside of me, God is calling me, drawing me, pushing me in my spirit to connect. So this is where we see Moses. Then Moses did what I do almost every single time. It says, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended them. And he avenged them who were being oppressed. And he struck down the Egyptian. In my life, all the time, God puts me somewhere. He puts a strong calling, not even a call, a desire, a passion, a Holy Spirit connection. And I get there and I don't wait for God's way. And I get out and I step out in my way and I mess up. How many of you ever done that? How many of you ever done that? God, I know you called me here, so you must want me to move. God, I know you put me here, so there must be something. God, I know you're going to act. I know you're going to act. So as I jump out here, act through me. We do it all the time. But see, God was teaching Moses something. God was teaching Moses how to follow his ways. God was teaching Moses how to be led in a way that he could be obedient to God no matter the situation. So we see Moses get here and act out in the flesh. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't think that was acting out in the flesh, Moses killed somebody. Murder is a sin. Murder is never the right answer. Hurting somebody's feelings, not caring about somebody, not doing things in the nature of God, not walking in the fruits of the Spirit, not walking in love, each one of those things are not God's way. And the enemy will put you in a situation and try to convince you that you are called to do it and that you can do it out of the nature of God. You can't ever do what God's calling you to do out of the nature of God. You can't. One thing that we've got to know that we are Spirit-led people, that we move by the Spirit. That our fruits are fruits of the Spirit. And if if somebody needs to be told off, up and down and left and right, and you feel like because God's put you there and He had you hear it, that you're the one to do it, well, I'm going to tell you, if you aren't rebuking them in love, if God hasn't spoken to your heart to correct them in love, you're stepping out and you're doing things in your own accord and in your own flesh. You're not moving with the Spirit. And yes, God will come down and He will act and He will save you because He's a good Father. But I'm going to tell you, God has a better way of moving in your life and through your life and helping you to resist that temper that rises up and helping you to learn to have compassion on people that don't even deserve compassion. And God's trying to reveal things about your heart. If you will just stand in a position and let God burn a fire inside of you and let Him speak to you His ways. Moses had to leave Egypt. Now, Moses had an incredible encounter with God. You know why? Because God worked with Moses. God got all up involved in his mess. God went with him. God had a burning bush. Man, we are affected by the relationship that came out of a Moses and God relationship. It was all about the working in Moses so that God could work through Moses. And I'm going to tell you, that is the same story God wants to speak to us. Don't hide your sin from God. Don't. Man, if you're weak, I'm weak every day. I have already apologized to my children probably 15 times today. Why? Because I'm not perfect. And God knows I'm not. And God don't expect me to be. But the more I allow Him to work in my life, the more I'm changed like Him. The more I stop not forgiving myself. Because I'm going to tell you, if you can fail and you can't forgive yourself, you're separating yourself from God. You're not forgiving. You're not forgiving. If you fail and you get so down on yourself that you feel like God wouldn't even want to, or you can't even approach God, I'm going to tell you, God has no problem with you. I sat last week and I talked to somebody I love with all my heart. All my heart. And I say, you know what? God would never have anything to do with me. Not the God you serve. And I said, the God I serve would have everything to do with you. Why? Because He had everything to do with me. I would get up in the morning and I would say, God, I know I cannot not do these things, but I know You know how to not have me do them. So come into this real hot mess and transform me from the inside out. Church, quit trying to be perfect to draw God to you. That's self-righteousness. God don't draw to that. But you know what God does draw to? A heart that says, God, I'm for You. God, I need You. A heart that cries out. You look in the Bible, you find a place where a heart was not crying out to God, and God did not show up. God shows up. God wants our hearts to be desperate for Him. God wants our hearts to be so dependent on Him working with us this year. God wants us to mess up and laugh about it. Say, God, I cannot believe I did that again. Oh, please forgive me. Man, I'm not going to hold that against myself. I forgive myself and I'm going on. And I'm going on. Don't allow bitterness and a hard heart. And stop hiding it from yourself and God. Stop allowing a sin to be justified in your life. Stop allowing a sin to be okay because you don't want God to see it and you don't want to deal with it. God is the answer to all of it. God wants to come in and work in it. And if you fail 100 times in one area a day, say, God, I failed today and I failed 5 minutes from now. But you know what? Your love covers me and You're working with me. I'm going to tell you one thing I love. God always comes in to intervene in our life. God is an intervening God. God wants to work in our life and He knows our weaknesses. He's always making a way of escape. How many of you remember the story of David and Nabal? If you're not, I don't have time to go, so I'm just going to give you a real quick overlook. David had taken care of this man's sheep herders. He was good to them. And this man Nabal, who was really wealthy, really rich, he was not a good man. His name, they say, means fool, and he was a fool. And I'm going to tell you, you'll meet a lot of fools who are wealthy. Wealthy does not mean that you are blessed of God. You do know that. You do know that, right? That the enemy is a good way of coming in and tricking us that's the blessings of God. I'm going to tell you that it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle than to get to heaven. And the church don't like to say that, but the truth is that Nabal was wealthy, but Nabal was wicked. He was evil. And in that story, David came and asked Nabal to help him, to give him food. He was in need. And Nabal turned around and cursed him and sent him off and did these awful things. And so David said, I'm going to avenge myself. I must stand up and I'm going to take care of this. This is a wicked man. This is just does not need to be gone. This is unrighteousness. And David stood up like I do all the time and say, all right, it's time, God, for you to act. So since you're not acting, I'm going to act. That's so foolish. It is. I'm telling you, that's not God's way. God will reveal to you His way in your life. So then God sends this wonderful woman named Abigail, who was Nabal's wife. And she came before David and she said, David, let this sin be on me. Let this be on me. She said, don't ruin your inheritance. You see what God has promised you? Do you see what God has said over you? Don't let this situation come in and take what God wants to do for you. Don't handle this in the flesh. And you know what David looked at her and said? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for making a way of escape. Thank you, God, for coming into this situation and for showing me your way. You have a better way. Me avenging myself is not the way. Me coming in and taking care of myself is not the way. God has a way of doing things for us if we will care more about His way than we do what we think needs to be done. And so, David went back. And you know what? He kept his integrity. He kept his integrity. See, Abigail went and she thought that she was saving her sons. Abigail thought she was saving her past. But do you know what Abigail was really saving? Her future. Because you know what happened? Nabal died the next morning. It is not good for a wife to use that one, but I will tell you in the flesh, I have used that story before. It's not a good thing. But Nabal died the next morning. And you know what David did? David came and took her and married her, and she became the queen to the king. She secured her future by being the one that God could intervene His way through. I'm telling you, God's ways are perfect. God's ways are righteous. God's ways are holy. God's ways are just. But you've got to be a person in your life that you don't seek the act of God. You seek the way of God. Because the way of God all along that path will change you from the inside out. It will keep you from being prideful. It will keep you from being hard-hearted. It will keep you from being stubborn. God's way will work in you to work through you. To work for you. So tonight, what I want you to understand is, and I'm hoping my heart was conveyed in all that yelling. I feel like I yell way too much up here. But what I want you to know is, God's got some ways He's wanting to move you to. And in that, Joe, if you'll go ahead, don't even do that song. Just do a different, just turn on some music. If in that way, it causes you to face sin, then face it. And open it to God. If in that way it causes you to face insecurity, be like Moses. Let God in. Let Him into your fears. They don't surprise Him. They don't surprise Him. He knows they're there. But the way that we move closer is that we let Him in to all of us, to every fear, every insecurity, every hard-hearted place, every lie, we let Him in. We let Him in such a way that we trust that He knows how to fix it. I'm going to tell you, you can trust God. You can trust that God's ways are leading you somewhere that will be for your good, even if it hurts. Even if it's stretching. Even if it's humiliating. Even if it makes you look unwise. Because I'm going to tell you, God is good at using those kind of people. I'm a testimony to that. God is good at using your greatest weakness and moving in your life in such an area that it is not a weakness anymore. But you can't ever gain enough knowledge to change it, church. You can't ever decide this is the moment to change it. God has to decide that. God has to be the way maker. God has to be the decider. God has to be the breath that moves into your life and moves you through this season and to be able to work things into your life that supernaturally that only He can change. And if I could make myself quit being insecure, I would do it right now. I would. If I could make myself stop being intimidated, I would do it right now. But I know God doesn't. I know God has a way of moving in every situation in my life and exposing them and giving me the opportunity to be okay with it and say, God, because this is here, I know You're going to work with me this year. I know You're going to work with me this year. I know You're going to hand in hand teamwork all the way that we're going somewhere, but we're going somewhere together. I'm not going to just try to please You. I'm going to try to know You. I'm going to try to let You know me. If you feel like tonight that God is challenging you to know His ways in your life, in your situations deeper, I want you to stand up. If you feel like God is drawing you into a season of moving in your life, of speaking to you in your life, of moving you closer to the promises. But as He moves you closer to the promises, He don't just move over you. He moves through you. Because I'm going to tell you, church, God don't want perfect people. God don't want perfect people. I'm so thankful that He does that because I am qualified. God wants people that want to know Him. God wants people that will stand and say, God, I know You're going to act. I trust You. I believe You. But don't act until You act in me. Don't move on and leave me behind. God, do in me only what You can do. Come into my life. Show me the way You want to move in me. Father, right now, Lord, we come to You and we ask You, God, that we know we have to confess, church. We've got to say, God, I'm not perfect. God, I'm not perfect. I need to acknowledge that to You right now. And I need to acknowledge that You are okay with that. Father, I right now, I admit I'm weak. I admit I'm wrong in areas. Lord, I try to clean up really good so when people see me, they see the good part of me. But God, the truth is, that's not the real me. The real me gets up and struggles. The real me gets up and fights off the lies of the enemy every day. The The real me clings to a hope that you could use me. And Father, right now, Lord, I open up my life completely to you. Lord, move in me tonight. Lord, let me be blessed. Let it be said of me that you are instructing me in my life, that you're telling me where to act. You're telling me how to feel. You're telling me how to move. God, let it be said of me that I let you be my teacher. Let it be said of me that I allowed this year to be someone who worked with you. Lord, right now, Father, I ask you to reveal in every person's life here an area that you're wanting to work with them in. Father, I ask right now that you highlight, that you expose, that you uncover, that you ignite a Holy Spirit spark in an area that you're wanting to change. Father, we don't resist that change. Lord, we get excited about learning your ways. God, if we knew all of your ways at this moment right now, we'd be like Enoch and we'd be in heaven. Well, we're not in heaven, so there are things on earth that we still need to know about you. God, there are things in our lives that we still need to be transformed by you. And Father, I right now, Lord, we take off the cloak of shame. We won't wear it anymore. And we say, God, we want you to see everything with faith that you're working in it, that you're working through it, that you're working for us tonight. Lord, I thank you, we're bettered. We are bettered. But when you come in and you start working with us, God, the gears start moving, the motion starts changing, we start believing, we start seeing. God, if we will stop not seeing and start seeing what you're doing, God, we are on the fast track to where you're wanting us to go this year. So God, we get connected and committed to work with you. Not just to stand and say, God, we're believing for you to act. We stand here and say, God, work with us this year. We want to work with you. Father, right now I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that we have a committed heart. And we have a faith and a trust in you. That you are coming into this situation. And that you are growing us. That you are strengthening us. And that just like when Moses had to go out from Egypt to come back from Egypt, God, I thank you that you're going to teach us to be like David, that you set up something that keeps us from failing, that we are able to just stay where you have placed our feet and to grow in this season and to be able to learn how to work with you. Lord, I confess right now no delayment over our lives. Lord, I confess right now no delayment over this season in our life. Lord, I thank you that there is a good Holy Spirit that is actively involved in our lives to reveal in us what your will and your way is. And we come into agreement with it in Jesus' name. I bind stubbornness and I bind pride, and I command that those spirits will not control us. I want you to say that. Say, I will not be controlled by the spirits of stubbornness and the spirits of pride. I will not let shame dictate my relationship with God. I will be exposed because He's the one that knows how to fix me. I'm not fixed yet, but I'm getting there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.